A group of ocean experts have been helping a baby dugong survive off the southern coast of Thailand. Dugongs are large ocean mammals. The experts named the baby Miriam. She has developed an attachment to humans since her accidental separation from her mother. The experts hope Miriam will soon be able to survive on her own. Miriam is about 5 months old. She has become popular on social media in Thailand since images spread of the biologist feeding her milk and seagrass. The dugong is a kind of sea mammal similar to the American manatee and can grow to about 3.4 meters in length. The nonprofit group International Union for the Conservation of Nature lists dugongs as vulnerable. Miriam was found alone near a beach on Koh Phoda Island in April 2019. Officials later tried to release her into a dugong habitat near the coast of another island, but she swam away. Veterinarians and volunteers go in boats each day to find Miriam near the dugong habitat off Koh Libong Island. She does not swim with the dugong group. Usually, she goes immediately to the boats, then follows them to shallower water. There, the experts feed her as many as 15 times a day. They give her milk and seagrass, similar to her natural diet. The experts also examine her health. Miriam's caregivers think the animal has formed a bond with humans. The experts also think she likes the shape of the bottom of the boats, possibly seeing them as a mother substitute. Nantarika Chansu is director of the Aquatic Animal Research Center of Chulalongkorn University's Faculty of Veterinarian Science. She advises Miriam's caregivers. She said Miriam is emotionally attached to her caregivers and always swims close to and stays with the boat as if it was her mother. She added that when the vets are swimming, Miriam goes under their arms as if she would with her mother. Miriam is now famous on social media, and images of her bonding with her human friends have been widely shared by Thai media agencies. Crowds of people now also visit Libong Island to watch her feedings. The veterinarians say they need to continue caring for Miriam for at least another year until she can be weaned from milk. After that, they hope she will be able to care for herself without their help. Nantarika said dugongs typically stop drinking milk at around 18 months and usually spend around 8 years under their mother's care. She said Miriam will have to be trained later to live without help from humans. But at this point, all attention must go toward her survival. I'm Jonathan Evans.